walking his bike through the mess along Bolin Creek Trail, 33-year Chapel Hill resident Lauren Hintz said he has never seen a flood this bad.
This is more than Hurricane Fran. And in terms of businesses, I think every business that I've talked to, the water is 3 or 4 feet higher than it's ever been. So it's a lot more.
As an avid cyclist, he bemoaned the damage along Bolin Creek, where he had to dismount at the barriers blocking off the unusable bike trail. A teacher with a 48-year career in ecological biology, he also warned about the increasing frequency and severity of floods.
Preserving more green space, changing the state law, which has gotten rid of protection for intermittent streams. I mean, I think that's really important. And that protection has ended in the state. And, oh, another thing which I wish they would have done years ago is put warning signs for all the businesses and parking lots that this area is subject to flooding. I've never seen those signs, and they need to go up.
Kevin Robinson, the senior park planning and operations manager for the town of Chapel Hill, is overseeing the recovery of the trails around town following the damage they sustained from Chantal. Robinson has worked in Chapel Hill for 25 years and also said this was the worst flooding he had ever seen. He said the worst is the Bolin Creek Trail, where the concrete path of the greenway was undercut, utilities were damaged, vegetation around the creek is largely flattened, and random scraps of debris are strewn all around.
There's just so much flooding, a lot of scouring, which means the soil and some of the foundations underneath the trails have been washed away, 2 or 3 feet underneath the trail at some spots along Bolin Creek Trail. There's a lot of the soil that just bordered the trail that made it safe has been washed away, so there's significant drop-offs. Several railings were knocked down. We also had some asphalt brought up along Bolin Creek Trail.
He said a big part of the recovery efforts will be finding ways to make trails more resilient and prepared for future floods.
We don't want to just put back something to get it opened up as quickly as possible at this point, kind of noticing and realizing that this will happen again. So we want to put something in place that will stand through another flood, that will minimize the damage moving forward when these things happen. I'm not sure what that is at this point. I have some ideas, but we'll have to bring in some outside consultants to really look at this hard to figure out what to do.
Though he said it's too early to estimate a specific timeline for reopening, and that it's different for each trail depending on how much damage they sustained, he said it's likely to be over a year before some areas are usable again. The extent of the damage has also taken its toll on the morale of the people who have worked hard for years to build and maintain these facilities.
Yeah, a lot of good work that's been done was just kind of washed away, and they're okay, but, it's just kind of a bummer, right? Like, we're going to do what we always do and work hard and get to the finish line on these and get them back right, but it is a bummer to see it kind of washed away when it was looking so good.
Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson said the town recognizes the importance of biking trails for commuters and the urgency to reopen them, but that this work must prioritize effectiveness and durability instead of speed. She urged people to use other routes in the meantime and said the town will be working to provide good alternatives for bikers and walkers.
They are really dangerous. They've sustained structural damage that people just should not, cannot be on. So, for everyone's safety, we're asking that people use alternatives. And, I think in the coming weeks and months, we'll be also working on mapping out some ways for people to get around.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ben Crosby.